This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Home Depot is out today with strong earnings. American sales are up 11% from last year. Marketplace's Quina Kim joins us to talk about what this says about the larger housing market. Good morning, Quina.
Hey.
So make the connection between the home market and Home Depot's numbers today.
Well, as you know, the housing sector has been recovering. Existing home sales are up, and that's driven in part by low interest rates. And when people buy homes, they generally spend money to fix it up to suit them. But Chris Lowe, he's an economist at FTN Financial, says with the economy steadily improving, existing homeowners are spending more on their homes too.
When you look at the GDP numbers, home renovation is a really important driver now. And that reflects people are staying in their homes longer and they're starting to do renovation on homes that they've been in for a while.
People have been following this. They've generally heard numbers that things are improving. But just give a sense of what the big picture is as far as sales.
Yeah, sales are still doing all right, but it looks like the frenzy is subsiding a little. For new construction, starts of single-family homes fell about 2% in July compared to the month earlier. In terms of existing home sales, as I mentioned earlier, the market is improving, but it's not as hot as it was earlier this year. Sellers in hot markets are still reporting multiple bids, but word is they're seeing less of them. And part of that is that the interest rates are creeping up a little, though they're historically low. And it's also summer, where there's also traditionally been a lull in the housing market. But realtors say that this isn't necessarily bad news. When the market is too hot, you get a lot of investors who drive up the prices, and then you get a bubble, and you know how that one goes.
Okay, Marketplace's Quina Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.